Hi, my name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. As a part of the College and Career Initiative, these mini episodes are sharing information on types of schools to help local teens on their college search. Have you always dreamed of attending an Ivy League institution? Here are some things you need to know about these schools if this is where you want to apply. The Ivy League is commonly used to refer to 8 schools as a group. The 8 institutions are Dartmouth College, Brown University, Columbia University, Cornell University, Harvard University, Princeton University, Yale University, and the University of Pennsylvania. Often people use the term Ivy League to refer to prestigious, highly selective colleges, such as MIT and Stanford, which is incorrect. Ivy League schools are highly selective private colleges in the Northeast region of the United States. The Ivy League is also the only NCAA Division I athletic conference that doesn't offer athletic scholarships. These schools have incredible reputations, and in most rankings, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale are at the very top. So how would you decide which one is right for you? Well, there are 2 big factors to keep in mind. The first one is going to be setting. So while all of these schools are in the Northeast region of the United States, they are not located in the same type of setting. What do I mean by this? Some are in urban areas, one is in a suburban area, and some are even in rural areas. So the schools that are located in an urban area are Harvard, Yale, Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania. So even being in urban areas, each of these is very different. Columbia is located in New York City, which is the most densely populated city in the United States. University of Pennsylvania is located in Philadelphia, which is another pretty large city. Brown is located in Providence, Rhode Island, which is a very small city. Harvard is in Cambridge, which is a college town right outside of Boston. And Yale is located in New Haven, Connecticut. And New Haven has a population of about 130,000. And if you compare that to New York City's 8.4 million, there is a major difference there. The only school that's located in a suburban area is going to be Princeton. Princeton is located in Princeton, New Jersey, about an hour from Philadelphia and an hour and a half from New York City. The 2 schools that are located in rural areas are Cornell and Dartmouth. Cornell is located in Ithaca, New York, and Dartmouth is located in Hanover, New Hampshire. These schools being in rural areas provides more of a community aspect than you might find in an urban area, like what you would find at Columbia in New York City. The second factor is going to be academics. Each one of these schools offers different programs, general education requirements, majors, and concentrations. So basic examples of this is Cornell is the only Ivy that offers a business management program with a focus in hospitality. University of Pennsylvania has one of the most prestigious business schools in the country and has many undergraduate programs that other Ivies don't. Columbia has extensive general education requirements, but you would find that Brown has very few. Now, as far as acceptance rate goes, the Ivy with the lowest acceptance rate is Harvard, and if you can believe it, they only accept about 5% of their applicants. The highest acceptance rate is Cornell, and they accept 14% of their applicants. So, if percentages aren't your thing, last year Harvard had around 43,000 applications, and only around 2,000 people were admitted. Cornell had around 49,000 applications, and they admitted around 5,200 applicants. This is not meant to be a deterrent, merely an opportunity to realize the amount of work that will have to be put forth to be accepted at one of these schools. Now, this is a very small snippet about what you need to know about Ivies. More research needs to be done to get to know these schools at a different level, but I hope learning more about the Ivy League is helpful for you on your journey to your next step.